The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your Daily Texans podcast, coming to you directly from Alliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Monday, August 3rd. Good news, Texans fans. If you want to come see your team, single game tickets are on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. In this segment, Texans owner Bob McNair sat down with Sirius Satellite Radio to discuss his team and the upcoming season.
Back on the end zone on Sirius NFL Radio, Vic Carucci-Gilbrandt from Texans training camp in Houston, and we are pleased to be joined right now by Texans owner Bob McNair. Bob, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to be with you.
It's great to have you with us. And, Bob, as far as the expectations, which it seems like we have this conversation with you every year, but there comes a point where I'm sure, and you are probably past this point, where that first playoff appearance season's got to happen for you and for the everything you've put into this franchise. And this is the year that the talk has never been louder about that.
Well, everybody's excited and everybody's ready to go. And when we got involved in this, we said we wanted to bring a championship to Houston. And you don't win the Super Bowl without getting in the playoffs. So that's the first step, and you know, it's time for us to be there, and we're ready for it. I think our team's ready for it, our coaches, and that's our expectation.
Well, you're everybody's choice to be the NFC or AFC South champion this year. Does that put a lot of extra pressure on your coaching staff and your football team?
I don't think so, Gil, because we recognize that if we're going to be in the playoffs, we have to win our division. Now, we might get there if we don't win it, but the only way you know for sure you're going to get there is by winning your division. And it's a tough division and, you know, a lot of good competition, but, you know, we came close last year we just need to make a couple more plays.
Bob, one of the things that stands out about your acquisitions of this football team is how much speed you've added to the defense, and I know you're excited about that. Talk about the impact that you think some of these newer players like Brian Cushing, like Connor Barwin, are going to make on that defensive unit.
Well, I think that Connor Barwin is going to make Mario a much better player. Because number one, he has a little more speed than Mario, and Mario notices that, and so Mario's going to pick it up a little. And the other thing is, they aren't going to be able to double team Mario as much because Connor is so quick that he's going to be putting pressure on the other side. And then you throw Antonio Smith in there, giving us additional pressure. I think we're going to be able to put a lot more pressure on the passer. And then when you go to Brian Cushing, he's just a superb athlete. You know, we've had him down for about 248 pounds. He's about 260. And so we asked him, we said, you put on some weight here? And he said, no, I played at 259 last year. So he is a great athlete, great speed. The best illustration is early in OTAs, a deep ball was thrown. The cornerback's covering a wide receiver. Cornerback tips the ball up in the air. It looks like it's an incompletion. Great play. Cushing is down the field with them, makes the interception, and comes back. A 260-pounder is down there running with the cornerbacks and the wide receiver. That's the kind of athlete he is.
Well, you know, you talked about pressure on the passer. And don't you think one of the unsung moves you made during the offseason was to hire a new defensive line coach, Bill Kolar?
Bill is a great guy. You know, he's very intense, very demanding, yet he's also very encouraging to the players. You know, it's not all negative kind of stuff. And he brings a demeanor, I think, to our front four that's going to show up on the field. And so he really does add a lot. We're pleased to have him.
You know, we talk about all the hype and enthusiasm and excitement, as Gil was mentioning, a lot of people anticipating good things from this football team this year. Talk about the fan impact. Talk about the impact that this franchise is trying to have in growing and cultivating itself in Houston and where you see the progress line right now with your fans.
Well, I think our fans have been very patient. You know, we had the Oilers, and we had some great years with the Oilers, but they never got to the Super Bowl. And This is a great football town, and you know they want winners, and so their expectation level is high. But believe me, when we're in the playoffs, this city is going to go crazy, absolutely crazy, and that's what I'm in it for. I want to see that happen, and to see the excitement and the fun that people have out of it, you know, really makes it all worthwhile.
The two quarterbacks that you had in the offseason, Orlovsky and Grossman, I think those are very, very good moves because, you know, last year, probably if you had either one of them, you might have had a chance to be in the playoffs.
Well, I think they are good additions, and Orlovsky, you know, he's a big, strong kid, and he's getting some coaching that he hasn't had before, and he has a lot of potential, and, you know, he's very similar to Matt. And so they get along well, and so we're excited about him. And then bringing Rex Grossman in. Rex, you know, has had flashes of brilliance and then other times, you know, making some errors and mistakes that really were upsetting. And I think with Gary Kubiak working with him and trying to develop more consistency there, that he has a chance to develop and perhaps be the kind of quarterback that he's capable of being.
I know this team isn't, you've said for the record, you're not pursuing Michael Vick or showing that interest level, but give us a perspective from an owner about this situation, this guy being available, how volatile he is, how polarizing it is. What is the organizational approach, would you say, to going about a guy like this? Does the head coach say to you, hey, I really want this guy, or you say, yeah, but we it could be a nightmare on other fronts? How do you balance that all out?
Well, we have to look at what's in the best interest of the team. And the team has to be focused. It has to be moving in one direction. You can't have distractions. And I think Michael Vick would be a tremendous distraction. I think what he ought to do is Michael Vick ought to go to the Canadian Football League, play a year, show that he's rehabilitated, get the rust off, show what he can do, and then I think somebody could step up and have a much better idea of what they're getting. But, you know, we're in good shape. We've got a deep receiving core. We don't need any receivers. And, you know, I don't think you'd want to put him back there as an every-down back, even though he's probably one of the greatest runners that's been in the game. But you don't want to get him beat up, and he's gone in a few games. And we're in good shape at quarterback. So we have no place for him. But I think it would be in his best interest if he would do something like going to the Canadian Football League.
You know, Mr. McNair, every year I come here, I try to give you a tip about what you should do for your football team.
I'm waiting.
Well, last year, I remember I told you if Franklin Okam didn't make it on defense, you should move him to offense. Now, I think what you should do this year, and you just talked about Orlovsky, I think you should take over the coaching of Orlovsky when it comes to not stepping out of the end zone when he's passing. That'd be a good job for you.
Well, he was probably the most surprised guy in the world when he realized what he had done. You know, it's like the field soccer player, you know, kicking the ball into the wrong net. I mean, that's not something that you want to do, but it's certainly something that you would remember. But he made the highlights. We want him to make the highlights in a little different way.
Texans owner Bob McNair joining us on the End Zone. Vic Carucci and Gil Brandt at Texans training camp in Houston. Bob, the labor front with the National Football League and the ongoing talks for a new collective bargaining agreement. Give us a sense of where things stand right now and sort of how you see this, projecting how far this goes in the next couple of years, how confident you are in getting a resolution and getting this thing extended before the 2011 season.
Well, the commissioner is leading the effort on this, and he'll really speak to these labor issues. We're realistic with our fans, and the only thing I would say is that there's a limitation as to what our fans and our sponsors and others can do in terms of financial support, and I think we all have to be realistic about that. And I think that we have pushed this envelope out as far as we can, And we're in no position to keep raising prices. And yet our labor costs have been going up even this year at 7%. And our revenue is going to go up something less than 5%. Well, any businessman knows that you can't keep doing that and stay in business. So we just all need to be realistic about what's happening and work towards something that works for everyone.
You know, talking about fans, I like what you have added. Today is a particular day, is Fan Day. But, you know, I want to encourage all of our serious listeners, if they're in this area, to be sure to come by and spend a day here on Fan Day, because it is really something special for those people.
Thank you, Gil. We're delighted to have them. We had a young boy and his family from Midland, Texas. And Midland, Texas, for those who are not from Texas, that's over 600 miles away.
That's your number 65's hometown.
Yeah, and they came. That's right. That's right. And they came down and just to be here for the practice, and we were delighted to have them. But yeah, we welcome fans in from everywhere, and it's a nice time to get close to the players and see what's going on and see how the coaches are coaching and get a real feel for the organization. So we would welcome them.
Thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Texans owner Bob McNair joining us on the End Zone. Vic Carucci and Gil Brandt. More coming up on Sirius NFL Radio.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliant Stadium. Before we go, I'd like to remind you the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston.